Our next guests on today's show are here from Poetry Out Loud. The state finals are happening here in the KTOO studios tonight at 5 p.m. Representing Poetry Out Loud on the, I guess you would call it, administrator side of things, Amanda Filori, welcome to the show.
Thanks for welcoming me, Scott.
Remind me your title with Poetry Out Loud.
I am the Poetry Out Loud coordinator for the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council in partnership with the Alaska State Council on the Arts.
Okay. And also, she's taken time out of her busy rehearsal schedule today to come on Juneau Afternoon. We're so thankful. We have Alora Sciano. Welcome to the show, Alora.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here. You're a ninth grader, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us, let's talk details first, Amanda. It's 5 p.m. tonight. How can people watch this event?
It is free and open to the public at KTUO Studio 1 downstairs. If you want to join us in person at 5 p.m., you are more than welcome to. We are encouraging people to check out our live webcast tonight on www.ktoo.org/poetryoutloud, and you can watch the live webcast from there. And we hope to everyone chimes in.
Okay. So, Alora, tell us a little bit about where you're from and your school.
So, I am from Port Ellsworth, Alaska. It's a small village near Lake Clark. There's about 100 to 150 people there and one K-12 school.
Okay. And you're a freshman, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Take us back to the beginning of this year or whenever Poetry Out Loud was introduced and tell us how that went.
Well, it was introduced at least a month or two ago, I think, and that was the first time I'd ever heard about that. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was really exciting because I just got into poetry before. I didn't really enjoy poetry at all. I thought that when you wrote it or when you read it, it had to be a certain way. I didn't realize you could interpret it in different ways or write in whatever way you wanted. So when this opportunity came up just to kind of express my own interpretation of it, I was really excited about it.
Okay. And so now here you are at the state finals, but did you have to compete at your school and then regionally as well?
Yes, there was a class competition that we did, and then there was a school competition where this was optional. The class competition was not optional. And the school competition was only three people competed. And what they did was they recorded you on video and then they sent the video into the region. And we didn't know how many people were competing or where. It's just the region.
Yeah, Alaska is very unique where we hold video adjudication for communities that can't have an in-person contest, especially like Southeast Alaska or the Aleutian Islands and different things like that. So we encourage the students to send in videos, and then I have a panel here that watches all the videos, and we assess them that way and kind of narrow it down. So Alora, out of the three from her school, there was actually, I think, 10 different students that submitted within that region. So she was the one that was picked out of the 10 students in her region.
Okay. Alora, what pieces are you planning on sharing tonight?
I am going to be sharing Dirge Without Music by Edna St. Vincent Millay, Happiness by Jane Kenyon, and Acquainted with the Night by Robert Frost.
All right. By any chance, would you consider sharing one of those with our listeners?
Yes. I will share Dirge Without Music by Edna St. Vincent Millay. It's my favorite out of the three.
All right, please.
Dirge Without Music by Edna St. Vincent Millay. I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is, and so it will be, for so it has been, time out of mind. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely, crowned with lilies and with laurel they go, but I am not resigned. Lovers and thinkers, into the earth with you, be one with the dull, the indiscriminate dust, a fragment of what you felt, of what you knew. A formula, a phrase remains, but the best is lost. The answers, quick and keen, the honest look, the laughter, the love, they are gone. They are gone to feed the roses. Elegant and curled is the blossom. Fragrant is the blossom I know, but I do not approve. More precious was the light in your eyes than all the roses in the world. Down, down, down into the darkness of the grave, gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned.
Wow. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Well done. What was it about that piece that resonated with you?
It's kind of talking about death and being buried, and it kind of reminded me of my grandmother, and we lost her when I was at the age of like 9 or 10, and I still remember her very vividly, and that she just comes to my mind when I read that poem, and it's just, I feel like everyone relates with that because everyone has someone that they've lost at one point in their life, and I just like to bring the emotion into that. I can relate with it really well.
Wow. And you were saying that when Poetry Out Loud came along, you were just getting into poetry. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you see a future in poetry for yourself?
I definitely am considering, like, a future in poetry, but I'm not really sure at this point.
All right. Amanda, can you please give us the details on tonight's event again, please?
Yes, of course. Poetry Out Loud, the state finals, is going to be held at KTO Studio 1 at 5 p.m. It is open to the public, and we encourage you to join us if you would like in person. But we also understand that people may not be able to attend, so you can watch the webcast at www.kto.org/poetryoutloud. And we encourage you guys to tune in. These are some very talented students. They have worked really hard, and we've narrowed them down to 10 from all over the state. And whoever wins tonight is going to move on to the Nationals to represent Alaska. So we hope that you join us.
Alora, best of luck to you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm, thank you.